Before I actually do move onto a new module of things, I want to actually spend today just practicing. So we're going to go through a lot of the practice that we've done. We've been on this base camp of a journey in preparation to be able to discover the realms of God and the realms of heaven and the realms of the spirit around us and in us, and two pathways for that relationship, which really is about intimacy, meeting God on the inside, so that we can experience him because he lives and dwells within us and wants to flow through us, and also engaging in heaven where we can begin to rule and establish the government of God, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we have to establish it in heaven to manifest it on earth, and that flows from here, and we can engage and step into the realms of heaven. And over the last 7 or 8 weeks, we've looked at four different ways of training our spirit, building our spirit, so that we can learn how to see, move, engage in the realms of the unseen and experience those things, how to hear the voice of God and those things. So we've looked at tongues, how to meditate in the word of God to see a flow of thoughts, how to activate the eyes of our heart, our imagination to see, and then open the eyes of our spirit so that we can engage in. Now, I think tongues probably in my own life has been the number one spirit-building exercise, because it is a spiritual language which edifies and connects to everything else. But meditation probably has been the next part of that. And when we learn how to meditate properly as a biblical form of meditation, then we can learn that tongues flows with meditation to enable us to get a flow of revelation. So it's not just information that comes from God, but revelation, which unveils or illuminates our soul and spirit so that we can have actually encounter it and experience the living, active word of God. And so we see that opening the eyes of our heart to engage into it. So meditating to tune into the thoughts of God, meditating to visualize the word of God, meditating to step through the doorway that we open so we can actively live and encounter the word of God. And I'm not talking just about a book, of course, when I say the word of God, because Jesus is the living word. And then meditating to engage into the unseen realms that are around us all the time so that we can engage with the angelic and other things. So we've looked at how we can do that, practiced some of the exercises, and we're just going to pull some of those together today. Now, there are counterfeits for all the real and genuine spiritual activities that there are, because the enemy always wants to counterfeit what God does. He can't do anything creative himself, so he counterfeits what God does to deceive. So there are occult, Eastern religions, New Age, alternative healing therapies, all going on in the world, transcendental meditation, astral projection, spirit guides, channeling, spiritism, spiritualism, seances, necromancy, all sorts of stuff. But how do you tell the difference? Because the enemy doesn't counterfeit something and make it not real. Otherwise, people would not be fooled. So it's very real, and it very much looks like what it's supposed to look like, but there's something wrong in it. How do you tell the difference? Well, Jesus is the only legitimate way or door to engage the unseen heavenly realms and to God himself. All the other ways are illegitimate. Jesus said he is the door, but people try and get in another way. And if you're not coming through Jesus, then it's likely to be illegitimate. Jesus is the way, the truth, or reality, and the life. No other source is going to lead us to God. Now, also the fruit, what does it bring in our lives? Does it bring us into intimacy with God? And does it bring us to bring glory to God? Or is it all about us? Because if it's about us and what we can get and our position and our power and our knowledge and our stuff, then it's unlikely to be coming from the right source. Because the source that we want to engage in, source of life, is going to lead us to bring glory to God and not focus on ourselves. The illegitimate is designed by the enemy to deceive and always leaves a negative deposit that leads to darkness in our soul. Depression, often. Fear, anxiety, worry. And a lot of people who enter into something thinking that they're finding the solution, although it may be real, the enemy's plan is to rob, kill, and destroy, always. Jesus' plan is to bring life in abundance. And that's really where you begin to tell the difference, the fruit it brings and the life it brings rather than the darkness it deposits. I'd encourage you to journal what you meditate on. Write it down. Because when you write it down, you can review it, you can revisit it, because often when we have a real encounter, a vision or an engagement in heaven, it's quite an awe-inspiring thing. And sometimes you can miss a lot of information and a lot of revelation that God wants to show you through the pictures or the symbols or the encounter the first time round. So I'd encourage you to go back into it and then get more out of it. So put into practice meditation around the encounters that you got, because they then become a doorway into greater encounters. So you develop it as a testimony so that you can re-engage that experience and go deeper into what God has for us. Now, practice, practice, practice. It takes practice to train our senses. We had to practice everything we've done in life to learn how to do it. We may not have even realized we were practicing, but we've been practicing seeing, hearing, everything it through our lives. So this is no different. Hebrews 5:14. Solid food is for the mature who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil. We have to train our senses. And that comes through repetition, which is what practice is, so that it becomes something that's actually real on the inside of us rather than something that's just a memory that we can't re-engage in. So let's practice today. So to start with, whenever you come into a place where you're going to look to engage God, whether it's in the Word of God, looking to talk to Him, praying, whatever it might be, prepare yourself first. Relax. When we relax, the right side of our brain is more active than the left. Sometimes it helps to close our eyes. Sometimes it helps to have music that shuts out the distractions and things around. Probably instrumental music rather than music with words. Because if you've got music with words, you tend to tune into the words. Now, when you do that, the first thing to do, and we're going to just do this for a couple of minutes, is begin to pray in tongues, whether in your mind or out loud, in your spirit, and tune out everything else. Because what we don't want is a whole load of distracting things coming around our mind, like what we're going to be doing tomorrow or what our shopping list is or all the other things that come to try and distract us. We need to learn to tune those things out so that we can tune in to God, to be able to listen to Him, to be able to hear Him, to be able to see Him and experience Him. And a good way of doing that is to think about Jesus and think about Jesus as being right here with us. And cast all your burdens onto Him. Cast all the thoughts that are going around your mind onto Him. Just hand them over. And I'd encourage you to do that in your daily times with God. But we're just going to practice that now. So for a couple of minutes, I just want to encourage you to start. Begin to pray in tongues. Think about Jesus. There's a good picture of Him. As you're doing that, just consciously hand all your burdens over to Him. Shiarakuti sharandarandorosho mama mama. Ariandarandaria shima mama. Katarindi arindi aru mama. Yara shuma katarindi aru kuta. Yara shima mama. Ariandarandorosho maka iti kata. Haria shuma mama. Haria shuma mama kata iti arindi ba. Arindi sharandorosho mama. Arindi sharandaroshuma kaiti katarama. Yarama shumama kaiti arandaroshuma. Yarandariandoro. Yarandariandoro shuma. Yariti sharandaro mama. Yarandaro shundaro kuti arandari mama. Yarama shumama. Just sense His presence and sense the peace that just comes. As we just rest in His presence, our hearts open, our spirits open to Him. So the first basic exercise we learned to do was meditating in the Word of God. And while praying in tongues, whether we do that out loud or in our spirit, we just begin to speak or think about the Word that we're reading. Read it slowly. Don't study it. Don't analyze it. Let the thoughts of God about what you're reading dance across your mind, bringing living revelation as the Holy Spirit just begins to disclose and unveil truth or reality in a personal encounter with that living, active word. So I'm going to encourage you just to, again, just begin to engage in this. You can just listen as an example that I've recorded for this. We're learning to hear the voice of God as a flow of spontaneous thoughts. So Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd," is a really good psalm. I'd encourage you to use a lot. It contains so much revelation and experience in it that you can draw out of it by meditating in it, by listening and meditating and doing it.
"The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord. The Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord. The Lord. The Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is. 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 The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Is mine. The Lord 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 is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. 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 The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I. The Lord is my shepherd, I. Thank you. The Lord is my shepherd, I. 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 The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall. 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 The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not. 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 The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
I'd encourage you to find your own scriptures when you do exercises like this and can practice. You could spend months in Psalm 23, and there's a whole Bible full of scriptures that you can engage in. What they do is enable you to hear God's voice on the inside as a flow of thoughts and impressions. There's a whole other list of verses I put there. Some will be really helpful depending on where you are on your journey and walk. But lots of them there. Find some, begin to practice them. Now, obviously knowing God through the Bible is really, really important because it gives us a plumb line or a foundation to which to measure things against. So if, when we're meditating, if thoughts come, which are negative thoughts or thoughts which we're unsure of, then we can use the Word of God to give us a plumb line, if you like, about the character and the nature of God. So understanding the Bible and having a commitment to it is important. It's also really important that you can share what you hear with others. Because if God shares something with you which is quite directional, you really want to make sure that you're hearing okay, and it's good to surrender that will. And if there's some major directional moves, then talk to them with your friends and share the things that God's beginning to speak with you. So I'd encourage you to use Psalm 23 a lot. It is a thing for yourself. I'm just going to give you 2 minutes just to, in your own mind, just do that same exercise. Just actually use Psalm 23 and just find a little bit of the first few verses there that speaks to you and just begin to enter into it. So just close your eyes or open your eyes if you want to read it and you don't know the verse very well. And just read it to yourself in your mind. Now just begin to picture yourself lying down in that green pasture. Jesus, as your shepherd, just comes and sits next to you. Just in your mind, ask him a question. And just listen to his reply as it comes, as thoughts and impressions in your mind. So what you're doing in exercises like that was really just looking to engage in a two-way conversation. so that you can speak to Jesus and God. He can speak to you. You can learn to discern his voice. You can learn to have a living relationship. And some of it is like he's with you all the time. He's in you. He's around you. So when you're driving in the car, actually imagine he's sitting next to you. Maybe in the back or front seat, depending on who else is there. But just he's with you. And therefore, talk to him as if he's with you. Don't think he's a long way away. Have a relationship with him like you would have with someone who's there physically, because he's there spiritually. And he wants you to be able to hear his voice, discern his presence, and know him. And then the revelation that you receive as you're in this relationship with him will start to become ingrained in you, stored in your heart, and then you can live out of that revelation because it's truth. The truth that you know will set you free. Not the truth that you read or the truth that you might have information about, but you have to know it in your own heart. Then it becomes a foundation on which you can live from. And you can draw on that truth as your strength, as the rock that you stand on, as so many illustrations about the word of God and who Jesus is in a relationship for our daily lives. Now, the next part of the learning to meditate was about how to activate our imagination, how to open the eyes of our heart, begin to look and visualize, think about objects, places, people, and begin to picture them. And you can use natural things to open the door to spiritual things. So natural pictures, natural images, natural memories. Use those things. The images I use often have biblical significance, and we'll use those all the way along the line on this journey. So meditating, remember, praying in tongues while you meditate is the way to continually draw from it. Don't empty your minds, but fill your minds with thoughts of God and engage in tongues as you do it. So right now, I just want you to close your eyes and relax and just think about a door. It may be a door you know, maybe a door you'd like to invent in your mind. Just think about it and then picture it in your mind. It may be really clear right now as maybe your front door or a door of somewhere is very familiar to you. It may be crystal clear as a picture or an image like a photo that you remember. It may be like you're playing a video clip of that in your mind. It may just be the impression that you really know that door and you're really aware of it. Now, think about a river. It may be a big, large river like the Amazon. It may be a little stream that used to run down near where you lived and you played in as a kid. It may be the river that's in the Bible called the River of Life, because a lot of you are familiar with that. Just think about a river. And as you're thinking about it, then again, begin to picture that river in your mind. Now, just think about Jesus. And then begin to picture Jesus in your mind. You may like to picture him in various different ways. It could be Jesus on the cross. It could be Jesus kneeling in front of you. It could be Jesus on the throne. It could be Jesus with his disciples walking along. Just think about Jesus and begin to picture him. So you're just activating your imagination, opening the eyes of your heart to see with that screen that's in your mind, so that we can prepare to engage and step into what we picture. So again, I just want you to relax and picture a beach. We've done this exercise before, but we're just going to enter into it again. Picture a beach. If you don't know a beach, then there's one on the screen that can give you a starting point. Now, as you're picturing that beach, just want you to think about stepping onto that beach and entering into that picture. And as you do, there's a warm, gentle breeze that begins to just blow. You kick your shoes off, you can feel the sand between your toes. You just begin to walk gently, slowly, down towards the sea, which is glistening in the sun. Just walking over the sand that becomes wet sand. And you just walk out towards the edge of the water. Water gently lapping on your feet. And as you just look along the edge of the water, there's a person walking gently towards you, slowly, just coming. You just know in your heart that it's Jesus. And he just walks towards you, smiling. As he comes up right up to you, he puts his hand on your shoulder. He looks into your eyes. Just feel the desire he has for relationship with you. Feel how safe it is to be in his presence. Just look and see the love in his eyes. Now Jesus just asks you, how are you doing? How are you feeling? What's going on in your life? Just respond in your mind by sharing with him anything you feel you want to share. Maybe something that you're struggling with, something that you're going through, something you feel burdened with. Just let him into the deep recesses of your heart. Your hopes, your fears, your dreams. Jesus understands, he knows and identifies with your pain, your hurt, your joy, all your emotions, because he's been through them all. Jesus is here to carry your burdens, to restore your soul, to bring you into wholeness and life. Maybe you've never met him personally. You can just give him your heart and ask for a relationship with him. Now Jesus just kneels down, and on the wet sand he begins to draw and write something in the sand. And just look and see what he's written for you. Now he stands and he embraces you, he hugs you. Just feel the security and the safety in his arms. Now he just gently turns, slowly walks off. And you can just step back out of that picture, bringing with you your thoughts, the experience, the feelings, the emotions of being in his presence, of enjoying his presence, of having relationship with him. Now, learning to visualize things enables you to activate this voluntarily when you need to. Many of us receive prophetic words or pictures or visions from God as God projects onto our imagination things. But we need to be able to step into those things when we need to. So this enables us just to practice that. Now the next step on this is to be able to step into it and use it as a doorway so that your soul and your spirit together can experience these things. And we're going to use this scripture, Revelation 3:20. And this scripture is a really key scripture in the journey that we're going on, because it's a entrance point into another dimension with our experience with God. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Which door is he standing at? And these are the sorts of things we have to ask when we read a scripture like that. For those of you who have never encountered Jesus personally as in relationship as your Savior, as your Lord, then it could be the door to your life. And he's standing outside the door to your life and he's just basically saying, will you let me in? For those of us who know this scripture well, this is a scripture which is talking to Christians, and it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's talking about the door that comes into our spirit, where the kingdom of God is, so that he can come and fill us every day. He can come, we can experience him in our spirit. If anyone hears my voice, so he's outside that door, he must be saying something. If his voice is there, wonder what he's saying. Maybe something like, let me in. I want to come in. I want intimacy with you. I want a fellowship with you. I want you to experience me. I want you to know me. I want you to know you in relationship with me. If anyone opens the door, so if anyone opens the door, that means everyone in this room has the ability to open that door. There's no one without exception. Doesn't matter what you've done in your life. Doesn't matter what's been done to you in your life. Doesn't matter how you are with your relationship with God right now, everyone can open that door if you choose to. Because Jesus is actually speaking and saying, let me in. And what happens when you open that door? I will come into you and will dine with you and you with me. There's relationship. There's fellowship. He's going to share with you. He's going to give you food. He's going to give you things. He's going to enter into that relationship. So this is another key scripture. We will use this a lot when we look at our first love gate and how to open our spirit to God. But I want to encourage you to do this on a daily basis. I do this every day. I open that door. I listen to him saying, let me in. And I open the door in response so that I can have a relationship with him. This is really the access point for the pathway of relationship that we're going to follow, to give us access both to our own spirit and soul, and also back into the realms of heaven where that access point goes. Because the door is two ways. See, Jesus come out of the door, but also you can go in through the door and engage where that door leads, which is the realm of the kingdom, the realm of heaven. So there's a picture. If you want something to help you visualize it, Jesus is there knocking. And again, I just want you to close your eyes. Just relax, and again, use your imagination to picture a door. It may be that brown door that you've just seen. It may be another door. Picture the size, the shape, the color of the handle, whatever it might be. Just think about it, picture it in your mind. Then just begin to think about who it is that's knocking on the door. Just listen. See if you can hear his thoughts in your mind. Now just see yourself opening that door. If this is the first time that maybe you've ever encountered God, Jesus, then just open your life to him. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Jesus is the doorway to a personal relationship, an intimate relationship with God, who is our Heavenly Father. If you want a relationship with God, just see Jesus there in front of you right now and just open up your life to him. Invite him in through that door. And you'll receive reconciliation with the Father. You'll receive forgiveness as you just hand your whole life over to him. He just forgives everything from your past. And you can receive a new beginning, a fresh start for your future. For those of you who are really familiar with this, just allow Jesus to come through that door into your spirit. Just receive his life. Just embrace him, receive the energy that he brings, the vitality, the living, active Word of God. Just feel his embrace. And as he embraces you, feel his acceptance. His love just flowing into you. His peace just coming around you. And his joy just bubbling up in you. Some of you might want to go back through that door and step through into the realm of the kingdom of heaven and just experience the river of life that's flowing out of heaven into your spirit. Some of you might want to get into that river. Just enjoy the life of the Holy Spirit who flows into you. Just be open right now just to experience what's going on within your spirit in relationship with him. Now, we can enter into any biblical scene. We can experience the revelation that it brings. And we can use the Word of God to become a doorway that we can step through. Further on the journey, we're going to use some of these passages so that we can step into the realms of heaven. The spiritual realm is just as real as the natural realm. It's the realm which keeps this natural realm together, holds it together. So it's a place that we are designed to engage in. We want the Word of God not just to be something we read, but to something that's a living experience. So that all our senses are open to receive what the Word brings. That means healing and wholeness to our bodies, minds, and emotions. Not just an intellectual exercise, but actually a real relationship with the living God. So we need to do that to come into a place of rest. And out of that place of rest, everything else can flow in our lives. Because Jesus said, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. So don't worry. Be happy. Amen? We'll leave it there.